Now on The Pulse, useful and healthy information for you and your family. It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio and the Northeast Delta Dental Team.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's November 12th or 13th, depending on when you're listening to this. So the election, thank God, has come and gone. The Granite State Baseball Dinner is in 1 week. The Manchester Half Marathon and Marathon has taken place, and it was this year organized by Millennium Running, and that'll be relevant for today's conversation. So the time just keeps marching on. There's a ton of races, though, coming up still. We have the Arthritis Jingle Bell Runs coming up in December. So the running season never really takes a break. But I just want to give a big shout-out to all my running friends who did the either the Manchester Half Marathon or the full marathon, including my wife, Ellen, who ran, that's her third marathon in about a month and a half time. So I stick to the half marathon, and I'll explain why momentarily. As mentioned, the baseball dinner is coming up. We have a number of guests, including Chris Carpenter, and we also have Denny McClain, who is the last 31-game winner. And of course, Corey Kluber pitched Game 7 for the Cleveland Indians, and the last successful person that pitched Games 1, 4, and 7 were Bob Gibson in 1967. In 1968, against Denny McClain, he actually lost Game 7, although he beat McClain earlier in that series, and Mickey Lolich ended up winning Game 7. So that is coming up Saturday, November 19th, and you'll see Denny McClain. You can go on the Fisher Cats website and you can get tickets. And, of course, a lot of the funds go to Chad, as well as the Fisher Cats Foundation and the Ted Williams Museum. And in addition to Denny McClain, we have Claudia Williams, who is the daughter of Ted Williams. We have Wade Boggs. We have Lou Maloney. We also have some young emerging stars, such as Ryan McKenna, who's a Nashua native, and Cody Dubé, who is a St. Thomas Aquinas graduate. Now, a man who needs no introduction, but I'm going to give you an introduction, is Dr. Steve Coppola of Coppola Physical Associates. Steve, thank you for joining me November 12th and 13th. I know you're a very busy man between hypnosis, between physical therapy, between management, between skydiving in Florida, between voting and everything else. So how do you have the time to join me this weekend?
I always have time for you, Tom. Always have time. I enjoy this time. Isn't it nice? We kind of closed in here and no phone calls.
No phone calls. We're good. And, of course, you also appeared with me live the day before, so thank you very much. So let's just we will certainly talk about a myriad of topics today, but let's start off with where you're located, all the new things in physical therapy, and why I think that field. In fact, one of my twin sons, who you know, Brian, is actually he's now studying to become you, I think. So,
oh, really?
Yeah, I'll tell you more about that. But tell us about Coppola Physical Associates.
All right, so Coppola Physical Therapy, yep. We have six locations as it stands right now. A couple in Concord. We have one in Tilton. We have one in Candia. We have one in Derry. Did I get them all? And one in Farmington. Did I get them all? Derry, Farmington, Candia. Two in Concord and one in Tilton. I think that's six right there. And we're very cutting edge, as you know. I think the first person in the state to do trigger point dry needling, sticking acupuncture needles into muscles, creating little twitch responses to help release muscle spasms and their referral pain patterns. We do spinal manipulation. We do orthotics, which are great. Some custom-made orthotics for, gosh, $75. So that's very, very popular these days, anywhere between $55 and $75 to have a custom-made one. going to the store, they're that much without even being custom, or semi-custom in this case. So we get a lot going on. We're busy. We try to stay busy. One-on-one care. We do right now. We're doing a 6 for $60, which means that you can come to our practice for $60 a visit for 6 visits. You just got to prepay the $360, and you can come for $60. That's less than massage therapists, you know. So, and these are doctors of physical therapy. So.
So you've been in the field a while. You're younger than me, but you have been seasoned.
20 years.
20 years. That's awesome. So where did you graduate, and what have you seen over the years, the biggest change beyond the fact I think more and more people are attentive to their physical needs?
Yeah. So I went to University of Lowell, undergrad, exercise physiology, master's, physical therapy, got a minor in psychology, I was working down in the athletic training room down there. Later on in life, I went and got my doctorates back in 2007-08 from Franklin Pierce. I got my doctorate in physical therapy, a lot of research-based stuff. What was the second question after that? I forget already.
The trends that you've seen.
Yeah,
since
it's really, the trends have been autonomy. And before it was stretching and strengthening, and you relied on a doctor to send you a referral. Right now, people call us direct access now. They don't have to go to their doctors unless their insurance requires that. It's a big savings for insurance companies to actually allow people to come right to physical therapy instead of having to go pay money to go see your primary care, who will say, oh, you're right, that does look like a bursitis, and then write a referral after they paid their money to pay their to come and see me and then pay a copay to come see us. So there's that direct access component that's never been there before. And it's not just about stretching and strengthening anymore, Tom. You know, there's so much more that we do that we never did before. Even post-rehabs, you know, someone gets hurt and they get an ACL repair. You know, that used to be a year rehab. We're discharging people after 8 or 10 weeks to a home exercise program, where we used to see them for, legitimately, when I first graduated, we'd see them for 10, 12 months, 3 times a week.
Well, one of the things you taught me when I had some significant surgery a few years ago, the quad tendon surgery, was, I mean, I had a great surgeon, but it's also the key is the physical therapy part of it. We're going to assume, you know, surgeons are all going to do a very good job, and maybe some are slightly better than the other, but the work you put into physical therapy. So is it difficult to convince patients of that, or do now the doctors really tell them that as well?
Well, it depends on the doctor too. I mean, the good doctors do say, hey, listen, I did my job. Now to go to physical therapy and make sure they do their job. And you're an integral part of that process. So it's not just that I did my job for you, right? It was that you were invested in wanting to be good and wanting to get back to running and wanting to, participate in all the sports and activities that you do. So you were fastidious in what I said, maybe even overdoing it, but you know,
in the middle of the recovery getting another MRI and finding out I also had a meniscus tear. We won't go there, Steve. Yeah. But anyway, your team was great and got me on my way back. So so obviously this is the sort of the tail end of the running season, although as I mentioned earlier, I mean, the running season really never ends anymore. I mean, you can find a race every weekend through December, January, in February. So do you see a lot of runners who come in with hamstring issues and so forth?
You know, it's an array. Back issues, hamstring issues, calf tears. I'd say those are the general, but generally those are the big knee issues and hip issues certainly happen. Medial knee pain that's on the inside or even on the patella tendon itself. You see really... runners are difficult patients to treat.
Because they probably don't want to stop.
They don't want to stop. It's an addiction, and it's a tough addiction to say, hey, I want you to do biking, because they don't get the same high off that. And you can probably speak to that more than me.
Well, absolutely. I mean, we all try when we're injured, you know, we try the elliptical, we try biking, but that's sort of runner's high, so to speak. And then candidly, when you're sprinting out doing a 5K, you're doing a half marathon, no matter how much racquetball you may have done, or I do a lot of boxing now, which is unbelievable for my core, which is what's really helped me prevent injuries. But there's still nothing like race pace, when you're running. So I know that it's hard, and I'll speak from personal experience, you know, to take a week off and do the elliptical, even though that's, we all know deep down that, and that's a better long-term strategy. So after you give that advice and it's ignored and then the patient comes back in, then what do you say, Steve?
I told you so.
No, you never do that.
Never.
You never do that.
No. You know, we rehash it. We try to figure out ways around it, right? What can we do? Let's talk about the things that we can do and not focus on the things that we can't do. And if those things go okay, then we incrementally increase our activities as they tolerate, you know. And sometimes we modify, you know, maybe if it's a calf strain, I can modify the sneaker by putting a heel lift in there, because calf strains do really well with heel lifts inside if it's a minor one. If it's a tear, well, maybe we need to, you know, take a little bit of time off and really put a heel lift in, and, you know.
So you're right in Concord, you're right in Pleasant Street, and I know I send a lot of employees over that have issues, so you have a great team. So do you have, let's say, compared to, I mean, I'm sure all physical therapists, you know, have their niche and so forth, but it seems like you have a really good one-on-one, and every person gets that sort of that one-on-one attention.
You do. It's funny because we have those six locations. We do one-on-one for 40 minutes each, and you may or may not remember, I'm also do some consulting for LRG Healthcare, and someone that you know, and do you know Abby Wood?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that? Yeah,
yeah, she's a great runner.
Yeah, she's a great runner, and I've just started running, Tom. I don't know if you know this, but I've hated running my whole entire life.
Now you're back at it.
Well, I'm back at it. I'm actually starting it. I said, well, how do I find something that's, how do I find enjoyment out of running? Tom runs all the time. Three races a weekend.
I'm up to about 77 right now.
77.
Last year I did over 100. This year it's going to be over 90 because I started with... Well, maybe this year I'll be more strategic about my running plan. Then you get into, and of course for me, signing up for road races and there's different websites, you know, coolrunning.com, active.com, the Millennium Running website. Every weekend in New Hampshire you can find.
Well, that's one of my questions.
Several races. And
so coolrunning.com
used to be the Bible. There's been some changes, so it now no longer has every single race there, although it has most of the race results. The Millennium Running website has all of the races that are put on by Millennium Running. They have a huge series that really starts at the beginning of the year and ends at the end of the year, and I'm in the money, so to speak, for my age group. And then there's active.com. But, I mean, there's so many races on the weekend. You can actually Google as well. But, I mean, I still go to coolrunning.com.
Now show all of them, whether they're
sponsored by them or not. Yeah, you just click on New Hampshire. Yeah, you click on New Hampshire, and you'll find most of the runnings.
No, that's good. I mean,
most of the events.
My goal is to run a 5K. This is how neophyte I am, right? Run a 5K, and at some point, my goal is to run it under 30 minutes.
Oh, you'll do that. You're an athlete.
An athlete.
We'll return with Dr. Steve Coppola from Coppola Physical Therapy after commercial break. Please stay tuned. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental. Tom Raffio with Dr. Steve Coppola this weekend, November 12th and 13th, and again, big shout out to all my running friends who managed the Manchester Marathon a week or so ago and the Manchester Half, which I did. And then next weekend, of course, we have the Granite State Baseball Dinner. Just go on the New Hampshire Fisher Cats website and you can still purchase tickets. And we had Jenna Reyes, who's the senior vice president of the Fisher Cats, on the radio. And there's some great guests. And most importantly, the funds raised at that event go to Chad. So Dr. Steve with me is really now starting to get into running. And of course, he's physically fit and an athlete, just never really got into running. So you actually went to the famous Couch to 5K website or Google that. And
yeah.
So what did you find out, and how is that progressing for you?
So I downloaded the Couch to 5K because I said, you know, I just want to enjoy running and I don't think it's possible. Someone brought up Couch to 5K and I brought it up. And you're only supposed to do it, I think it recommends 3 times a week. But I started going through 3 times to 5 times. It's a walk. This is for people who are walking to start, walking and jogging. So they may have you always do a warm-up of 5 minutes, which I'm a big fan of. And then you're jogging. They may have you jog for 90 seconds. And then you might walk for 90 seconds, and then jog for 5 minutes, walk for 90 seconds and be done for that day. And this is really where I had to start, in all honesty. I was struggling. So that 90 seconds, they slowly increase you over an 8-week period into what turns into a 30-minute run, basically. Now, I'm on week 6, so I'm not at the 30-minute, but yesterday I did 22 minutes, and I think my first mile was 10 and a half minutes, and my second mile was 11 minutes. So.
Well, I think what you'll find is that the early gains are going to be huge, and before you know it, you'll be going from a 30-minute 5K to like 28, and then you'll be thinking, oh, my God, I can get to 25, and maybe you get to that. Then it gets really incremental.
Do you lose the fun when you start doing that?
Well, that's a great point, Steve, because I think that the best part of running for me is the camaraderie. I get rejuvenated. I see all my running friends. And to some extent, if you're too compulsive about the time, then you can get the anxiety going into the race, as opposed to what I say. When we're the sponsor of a race, I often, meaning Northeast Delta Dental, I often get the opportunity to say 30 seconds to 60 seconds prior to the race, a little message for the runners. And I always say, you know, this, that regardless of your time, just think of literally the billions of people on the planet who can't or won't be able to run. So whether you have a good race, whether you feel you're running faster or slower, just be happy that you're running. And you'll see this. And I sense what you'll find is that once you feel comfortable, you know, with your 30-minute 5K, you'll sign up for some 5Ks, you know, because as mentioned, you go on to Cool Running or the Millennium Running website or active.com, and then you'll find a race anywhere in New Hampshire ranging from a 5K to a half marathon. And then once you get into it, you start seeing familiar faces, and then you'll look forward to the post-race, the camaraderie,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And honestly, you're in the middle of the race, and I learned this when I wrote my book, and I was able to interview and talk to Joan Benoit Samuelson and some other key athletes. And in the middle of a road race, those super elite runners have the same feeling that we might have, which is, oh my God, why am I doing this? I can't wait for this is over. They're just doing it, you know, they're doing a 15 or 16-minute 5K while we're doing a 26-minute 5K, but it's the same
feeling.
And then the same feeling of euphoria, you know, once complete. So I expect to see you on the circuit.
Well, I've changed now. So I've done the couch to 5K. I didn't do all 8 weeks because now at some point it says, hey, run for 20 minutes. And so I moved to this is what's encouraging, because I hated running. I would run until I got tired. Then I just wouldn't do it again. So this walk, run. Now I'm running, able to run for a full 22 minutes and working my way up. So map my run. I map it, and it's showing my pace. It's showing how much elevation I had.
Awesome.
I don't enjoy hills, so I seek out flat turf. So the 5Ks that are going to be flat are the ones you'll find.
That's interesting, because I'm actually, as I'm getting, I'm a little older than you. As I get older, I'm actually finding I'm doing better at races like the Mount Washington, comparatively speaking, the Mount Washington Road Race or Loudon Mountain, because of all the core work I'm doing boxing, I can sort of trudge my way up the mountain, but my speed isn't what it used to be on the flatter 5K. So relative to other competitors,
yeah.
I'm actually now, as an older runner, actually doing better on the uphill. But I noticed too on some of these mountain races like Loon and Creemore, there was a downhill portion, and some of the same people, younger people that I passed maybe going up, they were passing me on the way down because they're nimble. What do we call that? Green bones or something?
Yeah,
but they were just like really nimble. Whereas, you know, the last thing I want to do is, you know, hurt myself going down. How are you doing on the sneaker front? The one advice I always give to new runners is, and I know that, you know, economics can play a part in anybody's life, but sneakers, your feet, kind of like, you know, the mouth and feet to me are the portal, you know, to your life. And I always tell runners to, kind of like toothbrushes, change them more frequently than you think.
How frequently?
You know,
that's a good question. So
I have a plethora of when you actually can see the wear on the sole, it's time to go, because what will happen is it will definitely affect your gait. So I have several pairs that I use for races, and then several pairs for for training, and I just kind of interchange them. And then when I notice the wear and tear, I actually throw them out. And then for me, I also like, and there's a number of brands. I'm not plugging any one brand, but I like brands that have a big toe box, wide toe box, because when I'm running a lot of miles, I tend to jam my toenails.
Yep. Yep.
And get that, and if you check out runner's feet, you see this all over, like the black toenails and stuff.
Absolutely.
And so I always tell people change their sneakers frequently, as it's kind of like your toothbrush. Don't go cheap with it. And the other thing is that I went to a podiatrist to have my feet checked out, and one thing that he suggested was, you know, cake your toenails like with Vaseline, and that's really, really helped. But once you find a brand or a type that you like, you know, buy several of them. Because the other thing that happens, unfortunately, is sometimes you have your favorite brand and type, and then they just kind of like textbooks in colleges, and they stop making them, and there's a slightly different model that isn't quite, you know, what you wanted before or what you felt before. So then you have to kind of make a shift. So if if there's a sale and you know you like this particular brand and type, you know, buy two or three of them.
Yeah, and make sure, you know, if you start getting knee, hip, ankle pain, anything like that, certainly if you live around any of my clinics, pop in. These orthotics these days that we can heat mold them. You walk in, you get them, and you walk out with them the same day. And some people need that. They're just so flat footed, or when they walk they pronate so much. And you know, they sell pronator control sneakers, which are probably a little bit more expensive, and they may or may not do the job for you. These, we certainly know that they're there if they need them. Not every person needs to have orthotics, don't get me wrong, but if you're having those types of pains, it's at least worth looking into before you just quit, give up. I mean, we all need to be active. We all need to be healthy. I'm getting older. Be approaching 50 here. You got to find that thing.
Wait until you approach 60, Steve. So I'm really proud of you. So I'm expecting to see you in the circuit. So let's switch gears slightly. Are you still doing back pain seminars and so forth? And how about hypnotism?
Yeah. So still doing hypnosis. back pain seminars. And my book should be coming out literally this week on Amazon, if not this week, next week.
So tell us about that book.
The Secret to Eliminating Back Pain. It's really a nice visual book. Dr. Stephanie Gao, who's my associate of mine, she and I wrote the book together. It's pictures of her and they're doing things correctly. Just because there's so much fallacy out there about what people think is good and isn't good. And there's so many exercises, and there's yoga, and there's Pilates. Just because it's called exercise doesn't mean it's good for you. So we really break down and say, yes, yoga might be great for you, but you know what? These certain things don't meet the concepts of what increases the amount of force in your low back disc. And that low back disc, 8 out of 10 people have at least bulging, if not herniated discs, by the time they're 36, 38 years old. And there's certain things out there, truths out there, that we know that increase the force. So just because it's called exercise doesn't mean it's good for you. Just because you're not lifting up something, you're spending over at the waist, can create a huge amount of force when you go to bend over to get your sneakers. When you go running, you bend at the waist. It's a huge amount of force in that disc in the back. It's like bending a coat hanger so many times it eventually breaks. So
now, I know you've come to Northeast Delta Dental with a back demonstration, whatever. So if I'm a human resources professional or CEO of a organization that, you know, maybe there's a lot of physical labor or people sitting at desk.
Yeah.
Something that you can go and do a lunch and learn at a company?
Absolutely. And I do them frequently. I probably do 60 a year, something
wow.
like that.
So
yeah.
so they contact you directly?
Yeah. They can either, best way is to email me. Say, hey, I heard you on the radio.
And
steve@coppolapt.com. That's COPP as in Peter, OLA. PT is in physicaltherapist.com.
And I've been at a few of those presentations, and Steve makes it really simple and easy to understand. And a lot of it, of course, is common sense, but as we've talked, common sense isn't so common. So tell us, you're also a trained hypnotist. So tell
yes.
us what's going on there. Do you have any shows
Continuing
upcoming?
Continuing to do shows. My next show, I think, is November 12th at Club Canadian. And you can contact them. And I think for $20 is a great deal. For $20.
And where's that?
Club Canadian's in Manchester.
Great. And that's tonight. So
yep. And it's going to be it's $20. It includes a meal, and it also has an opening comedian too, as well as myself. So it should be a good time. Yeah.
So tell me again. Tell me why. Like someone, if someone really doesn't want to do something that even a great hypnotist can't make you do that.
Well, you can't be forced to do anything that goes against your conscience. Your conscious mind will step forward and say, no, I won't do that. Well, your subconscious mind believes everything that tells it. It's like a 5-year-old. You tell a 5-year-old that the sky's going to be, you know, pink with purple polka dots tomorrow. They're going to believe that. Well, your subconscious mind is the same way. The thing that doesn't believe that is our critical factor, which sits between our conscious mind and our subconscious mind. And everything filters through the conscious mind. And if it hears something that goes against who they are or what they are.
All right, so check it out. Where is it again?
That one tonight, Club Canadian in Manchester.
You're a true Renaissance man. You're a doctor of physical therapy. You run now. You do hypnotism, right?
I do.
You do comedy still, right? You do the back lecture. You're an author. You're a true Renaissance man, and you spent time with me. So that's awesome. So I expect to see you at an upcoming road race, maybe the Arthritis Jingle Bell in Concord later on in December. Tom Raffio, thank you, Steve. We'll return next weekend with more of Northeast Delta Dental Radio.